Every so often, a new study seems to show how terrible television is when it comes to reflecting national demographics. Latinos make up 15% of the U.S. population, but they're only 3% of characters on TV. African Americans tend to get stuck playing cops or crooks. NPR's Netta Ulaby says there is a channel that reliably shows a spectrum of educated professional minorities, and it may not be what you expect.
The room that we'd like to have redesigned is our living room / dining room.
It's our central hub.
HGTV, Home and Garden Television, brims with designers, realtors, homebuyers, and hosts who are Latino, Asian, or African American.
The paint color is horrible.
It looks again like there's quite a bit of damage in here.
Where are the doors?
This episode of House Hunters just featured a black couple, a tech consultant, and a government nuclear inspector looking at listings in Atlanta. It's the sort of couple rarely glimpsed on network television, says Professor Darnell Hunt.
I've watched HGTV for many, many years. I'm one of those home improvement junkies.
He's also a sociologist who studies minorities in the media.
Quite a few of their shows do have hosts who are people of color. You see class differences, you get to see racial and ethnic differences, you see gay and lesbian couples.
Like on the show House Hunters International.
Quentin and Mike are ready to leave Las Vegas and head south of the border.
Just steps to beach.
HGTV really started paying attention to its diversity about 5 years ago, says the channel's president, Jim Samples, because of an intern project.
We were working with a group of students, actually, from the University of Tennessee, and we asked for them to do an audit of our air.
So the interns picked a period of time
and looked at every minute of air, the programming, promotion, everything, just to get a feel for, okay, are we reflective of the diversity of the country?
The answer was it could do better. So HGTV made it more of a priority. And since then, Sample says, HGTV's audience increased 20% overall in prime time.
But among our African-American audience, for example, we're up by 50%.
50?
Yes.
HGTV has become one of the most popular cable channels for the homeowning African-American demographic. It's got higher than average viewership among upscale Latino audiences, too. That doesn't surprise Dana Mastro one bit. She's an academic who studies Latino representation on TV.
Well, I mean, you're talking about underserved viewing communities here.
Communities used to seeing Latinos stereotyped as sexpots, detectives, or dealers. HGTV shows try to reflect the country's actual makeup.
Hey, Charisse!
Hi, Kahi!
Hi!
And perhaps even more importantly, Mastro says, HGTV shows minorities as tastemakers, arbiters, decision makers.
Of course, you have dishwasher and your fridge are white.
Yeah, I was really hoping for a stainless steel maybe in the kitchen. So
that's the irony, says Dana Mastro. In spite of all this great diversity on HGTV, everybody ends up wanting exactly the same things.
Everybody does want stainless steel. Granite and stainless steel.
I want to do a stainless steel backsplash in this space.
My favorite part is the stainless steel backsplash.
Love it.
Wow.
That integrated look just looks
isn't
spectacular.
It?
That integrated look, indeed. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.